Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and we are going to talk about, in this video, the law of attraction. All right, this could be a quick self-help segment on the law of attraction. We're going to cover what the law of attraction is, how it works, the profound effect that it can have on your life, some of the common mistakes that people use in applying it, and really how you can use law of attraction very practically to get some amazing results in your life, create the kind of success and the kind of fulfillment that you want. All right, so let's go into this. So law of attraction, this is a really deep topic, but we're just going to skim the surface, but it'll still be very useful for you. Just in the next 15 minutes, you're going to get a lot. So law of attraction, what is it? Basically, it's a fancy term for the following thing. Law of attraction, the way that I define it very simply, is that instead of focusing on the things that you do not want to happen in your life, you shift your focus and you think about the things that you do want to have happen in your life. So what's an example of this? Well, let's come up with an example. Let's say that you're starting a business and you're starting a new business and it's the first time you've started a business, so it's something new that you're going into. And now when you're starting it off, you naturally have some fears. You naturally wonder whether you're going to be able to launch this business. You naturally wonder whether you're going to be able to pay the bills. Maybe you wonder about whether you should hire some employees or not. You have some reservations about that, and you don't know if you can pay them. And you just wonder if the whole thing is even a good idea, and maybe you're gonna risk losing a lot. Maybe you're going to lose, and you're going to invest some money, and you're going to lose that. And you've got all these reservations. And so as you're building this business, and you're going about your day-to-day, actually implementing it, creating it, what's going to happen is your mind is going to shift, and it's going to focus on all these problems. It's going to focus on the fact that, well, this business simply could fail. And so you're going to be thinking about, how do I make this business not fail? Why don't I go and get another client? Maybe that'll help me not fail. Maybe I should go do this thing over here. That will help me not fail. And you're always thinking about how your business could potentially fail, and you're trying to preempt or take some sort of action against that. And basically what you're doing is you're planning against catastrophe. That's what you're doing in that situation. That is what 99% of us do in our lives. Maybe not in such a dramatic, clear-cut way as with starting a business, because not everyone starts a business, and even the people that do don't do it that often. So that's a very poignant example. But in small ways, this is happening throughout your life, right? You're focusing, for example, on the things that you don't like your boyfriend or girlfriend doing in a relationship. Maybe you don't like something very small. You don't like the fact that they pick their teeth at the dinner table. Or you don't like the fact that they put their feet up on the dinner table. Or just something very small like that. And you're always focusing on that and you're saying, you know, why does he keep doing that? Why does he keep picking his teeth at the dinner table? Why does he keep putting his feet up? And you're thinking about that. And you're focusing on, again, the thing that you do not like in your life. So this is happening everywhere in your life. And most people are going through life and they're focusing on the things that they don't like. I don't like the traffic jams that I'm going into when I'm driving down to work. I don't like how much money I'm getting paid at work. I don't like the relationship that I'm in or some aspect of it. I don't like some aspect of my health. I don't like the fact that I might have a bad hip. I don't like the fact that I have a toothache that's bothering me. I don't like the fact that I'm overstressed with appointments and that I've got too much on my schedule right now. I don't like the fact that I can't take a vacation for another 7 months when I need one right now. So all these issues, right? And more. You've got all this coming up. But the problem is, and this is what law of attraction states, is that the things that you focus on, the things that you put your attention to, are the things that you end up attracting more of into your life. And so this is actually much deeper than it seems on the surface. Because what's literally happening is that you are focusing on these problems, and that you are creating an emotional vibration within you. Your thoughts are then soaked in the negativity of the situation, on the challenge, on the difficulty, on the fear, on the problem. And then you take on that vibration, and basically it rubs off on you. And then when you're in that kind of state of mind, well, it tends to attract those things to you, and it creates a self-fulfilling prophecy effect. And this is not some new age concept. This is not some woo-woo idea that literally your thought is somehow pulling something negative towards you. Although that is literally the effect. But it's not through some weird metaphysics that this is happening, not through magic. This is happening because your thoughts generate the action that you take in your life. And so you are not going to go out there and take resourceful action. You might not take any action at all when your thoughts are soaked in all this negativity and are focusing on all the problems. Because what that's doing is it's making you anxious. It's making you insecure. It's making you fearful. And when you act from that position, your actions are feeble. They are many times self-fulfilling and catastrophic. A lot of times you'll worry about something so much that you actually take the action that will lead to that thing becoming true. It's a very, very freaky phenomenon in nature and a very freaky phenomenon of human psychology that this is actually the case. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is to adopt what the law of attraction wants you to do. And the law of attraction states that since you are attracting these negative things with negative thoughts, you can attract positive things with positive thoughts. And so instead of worrying about your money situation, what you do is you think about the awesome money situation that you're going to create for yourself. Or instead of worrying about the little problem area in your relationship, you focus on the larger relationship and you focus on how great that is. Or if you want to eliminate that problem, then what you focus on is not eliminating the problem, you focus on creating something. Right? It's about shifting your focus on the creation. So what do you want to create in your relationship? How about that? Why aren't you asking yourself that question? Really what this is a positive side of worry. Worry is about thinking and projecting into the future all the bad stuff that might happen. And it's about putting what if scenarios into your mind. Well, what if I get fired? What if I get abandoned? What if I fail at this business? What if I make a speech and I embarrass myself, make a fool of myself? What if I walk into the party with my fly down and people are staring at me? You know, what if? These are like worst case scenarios. Well, here's one for you. What if instead of worrying about things in the negative, you started worrying about things in the positive? How would that look? Well, what if I go and in my job, I actually get a promotion next year? What if I start making more money because I'm providing more value? What if I start doing better at school because I'm actually studying? What if I work on my relationship and my relationship becomes really amazing, better than most relationships out there, and I really flip it around? What if I go in to this party and instead of having my fly down, I walk in there and I'm the coolest guy there and everyone wants to be my friend and I make a bunch of cool friends and connections? Right? It's the positive side of worry. It's about projecting positive images. Now, this is very unnatural for us to do. And this is why 99% of us are not obeying the law of attraction because we're always worrying about stuff. This is unnatural for the human brain. And what you got to do is you got to recondition yourself, rewire yourself by taking your conscious awareness and putting it on these problem areas in your life and saying, okay, I've worried about this stuff long enough. It's about time that maybe I should try this law of attraction deal and see if it's going to really pan out the way people say it is. And when you do try it, and you have to try it with faith and confidence and consistency, what you're going to find is that it really works. And the reason that it works, again, is not through some metaphysical mumbo-jumbo, simply because you become confident. You have faith in your actions. You're not insecure anymore. You're excited about what you're doing because you have these positive visions of what you want to create. And basically what you're doing is you start to impose your reality on the world rather than the world's reality mesmerizing you. And when that happens, you start to feel really good and you're able to go out there and you're actually able to work on your goals. You're able to take action on your goals. You're not procrastinating anymore. And so through that whole process, your thoughts shape your actions, and then your actions attract whatever it is that you want in your life. And that's basically law of attraction. Think about the things that you want, not the things that you don't want. Now, as simple as that sounds, you're not going to do it. It's really hard to recondition yourself. You have to be very persistent with it. But if you do, if you undertake this initiative and you say, you know what, I think there's something to this law of attraction, and it's about time that I try something new because I'm frustrated with the lack of results that I've been getting. And you really buy into it and you really give it a good go. Give it a good go for a month or two where you're just constantly focusing on the things that you want to create in your life. and you're not focusing at all on the things that you're worrying about or that you typically would worry about, you're going to find that you're going to feel very good. You're going to start to develop a good mood. You're going to start to be more cheerful and happy. And you're going to get this sense of confidence. You're going to get this sense that, yeah, I own my life. I'm in control of my life. I can actually direct my life because I'm creating some positive vision. And then I'm going out there and taking action towards it. And that action seems somehow smoother, seems somehow more effortless than it was before. And you're feeling good about yourself. And you just start to notice that it's almost like magic. Things start to click. And you start to see that this is why some books or some authors or just popular culture will say that law of attraction is this metaphysical thing where it's like you're literally, your thoughts are attracting things into your life. That's almost what it's like. Because if you take the action component out of it, and that's actually what it becomes, is that if the quality of your thoughts are improved, then the quality of the things that you have in your life will also improve. But what some people do is they'll discount the intermediary there, which is action, because your actions are created by your thoughts, right? Your actions don't just happen spontaneously. And there's two sides to it. Two aspects. There's the conscious thoughts that you have and the subconscious thoughts. And really what law of attraction is really, really powerful at is working on your subconscious. Because once your subconscious starts to resonate with that feeling of confidence, that pride that you have, that sense that everything's okay in the world, that calmness, that happiness that you have, that joy, when you start creating from that, your subconscious doesn't resist anymore. You don't have those fears holding you back. You're out there, you're taking bolder action, and you're fulfilling it. You're not quitting. You're not struggling as much. It's not as much of a grind. It's more pleasant. And when that's happening, how could you not attract the things that you want? This works for everything. This will work for wealth. This will work for relationships. This will work for businesses. This will work for your health. Literally anything that you want in your life, you can attract by simply focusing on the fact that you want it rather than the fact that you don't have it. All right, so this is a quick little summary of law of attraction. This is a much deeper topic. There's a lot more nuances to this. It takes more than one exposure to this idea to really understand it on a profound level and have it work in your life. So I cover that in more videos. But here I'm going to sign off. Go ahead and leave me your comments. I'd like to hear what you think about law of attraction. Comment, share, like this if you would. And if you are interested in more ideas like this and how to really make law of attraction take hold in your life, check out actualize.org. We have a free newsletter there with weekly videos like this, and I've got a lot of other exclusive resources there that will help you to figure this out and get law of attraction really, really dialed in your life.